we have the superintendent of Kankakee Valley Schools, Don Street.
Good morning, Russ. During our school board meeting, I congratulated Luke Zander for advancing to the IHSAA state finals in boys golf, tying KV alum Jesse Stamper as the all-time leader in low score for an 18-hole career average. So congratulations to Luke Zander on making it to the IHSAA state finals in boys golf. Also, the board congratulated several KV Cougar girls softball players who earned Northwest Crossroads All-Conference honors and first-team selection. We had our first reading of several policies for revisions, a few new policies, and some revisions and deletions recommended to us from NEOLA, who provides our board policies based upon Indiana codes that were recently adopted. New business during our school board meeting. The board did vote to not continue our Valley Online program for the coming school year. The board approved the 2026-27 student handbooks for all of our buildings as well as the athletic department. The board approved NFA Dairy Brands as the KV Dairy Milk vendor for the school year, as well as Alpha Baking Company for our bakery goods. Ryan Myers will serve as the school corporation school safety specialist for the 26-27 school year. We also approved an update in our reasonable use policy to comply with recently passed legislation. We are continuing to replace several light fixtures throughout our buildings in the corporation, and the board did approve the purchase of an additional 500 light fixtures throughout the district. Precision Controls will be doing some masonry chimney work on the water heater at the high school. And then approximately a year ago, the Kankakee Valley Teachers Association approached the school board about doing some revisions to our 401A and 403B plans. This has been approximately a year in progress, and the board did approve some updated programs for the 401A and 403B programs. During our work session, we had a presentation by Dr. Don Puckett, who represents administrative assistants. And administrative assistants did a few studies for the school corporation, dealing with a feasibility study for a possible reorganization of our elementary schools in our school district. Currently, DeMont and Wheatfield Elementary serve K through 3 students, and our Kankakee Valley Intermediate School serves the 4th and 5th grade. Administrative assistants under the leadership of Dr. Don Puckett did research and provided information to our school board earlier. After that research was conducted about the benefits and disadvantages of maybe going to a K through 5 model, there was a survey that was completed. During the survey, people in our parents, staff members, community could answer specific questions and their benefits of that. Those results were shared by Dr. Puckett from administrative assistants. In essence, the board will review the feasibility study that was done, the survey results, and then analyze that and have some discussion and decide if it would be in the best interest of Kankakee Valley to remain as we are, with Wheatfield and DeMont Elementaries being K through 3 and the intermediate schools serving our 4th and 5th graders, or possibly moving to a K through 5 setting. And the board will make that decision in the next few months. And if the board chooses to make some changes, we will take time for this coming school year to plan and discuss the items that need to be done to make this a possibility, then implement it in approximately 2 years afterwards. So it's not something that would happen in the next school year. There would be a lot of planning and organization to make sure things are done correctly. And Russ, that ended our meeting.
A new law went into effect on July the 1st that has to do with cell phones at schools, referred to informally as the bell-to-bell policy. Tell us what will be taking place at KV.
Yes, our school board, in approving the handbooks during our school board meeting, students may bring their cell phones to school, but the cell phone must be stored away from bell to bell, and they need to be turned off in compliance with the state law. Those cell phones will need to be stored away and in lockers and put away. And if a student is found using a cell phone during the day, the proper disciplinary actions will be taken. We're complying with the state law. And there's a great deal of research that has gone into this law as well. And it will help students stay focused during the school day. Now, when the school day is over and during extracurriculars, a student may use their cell phone appropriately. And we do realize and acknowledge the fact that cell phones are very much part of the communication process within our families and for all of us anymore. And those may be used after the school day is over.
The superintendent of Kankakee Valley Schools, Don Street. And Don, thanks for your report.
Thank you, Russ.